To most people, Title IX means just one thing.
Many people think that Title IX is a sports law, and it's not at all.
Donna Lopiano is an expert on Title IX, college athletics, and gender equality in schools. She's a former softball champion, college coach, and CEO of the Women's Sports Foundation. Today, she runs a sports consulting business and has been named one of the 10 most powerful women in athletics by Fox Sports.
Parts of it that hardly people realize are its sexual harassment provisions and its protections for students who are either pregnant or who are parenting.
It's important for students to understand Title IX, she says, so they can demand the protection they deserve. According to government statistics, sexual discrimination, harassment, and assault remain rampant on college campuses. A recent report prepared for the National Institute of Justice found that 1 in 5 women are raped or are the victims of an attempted rape while they're in college. Joyce Suzuki oversees Title IX compliance at SSU. Between 2009 and 2011, 5 sexual crimes were reported on campus, a number that is below the average for California state universities. Suzuki and Lopiano say it's important for students and faculty to know when and how to report incidents. Students need to know they are protected from retaliation and that the school is obligated to keep them safe, even if criminal investigations are ongoing.
So it can't wait for the police department to finish its investigation or the courts to finish their investigations. It has an independent administrative obligation to correct any dangerous or harmful environment that interferes with a student's education.
It was only a couple of years after Title IX first passed that the government decided that the law also applied to sports. In that respect, a lot has changed, but the opportunities still aren't equal, says Lopiano.
Even though 56% to 57% of the college undergraduate student body is female, less than 42% of all athletes are female within athletic programs, and women are getting shortchanged.
At SSU, the numbers are a little more balanced. About 60% of the student body is female, about 60% of the athletes are female as well. However, according to the National Collegiate Athletic Association, schools nationwide still offer more sports to men than women. They spend and make more money on men's sports. They spend more money on recruiting for male teams, offer more money to men in scholarships, and pay more for coaching men's teams. Is this because women are just not as interested in sports as men?
No. It has nothing to do with interest. There are 7.5 to 8 million high school boys and girls participating in sports. There aren't more than 600,000 opportunities at the college level. The question is whether or not you're providing equal opportunities if you're providing them at all. Are you treating men and women equally?
Lopiano says she's never heard of a case where a school offered a women's sport and had trouble filling the team.
Well, you shouldn't believe these myths out there about women's interest.
That misconception is a byproduct of culture, she says. She's eager to see what will happen in the next 20 years as men and women who've grown up since the passage of Title IX enter top administrative jobs and begin making decisions. That, she says, might bring real change. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.